The Greek Parliament is debating an historic deal that could end a long-standing dispute between Greece and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Greek MPs are due to vote today on whether to ratify a UN accord that changes the name of Greece's northern neighbour to the Republic of North Macedonia. The Greek government is facing a public and political backlash over this deal, opposition parties arguing it opens the possibility for their neighbour to make claims on Greek territory. Panos Palizoidis is a political analyst and journalist based in Athens. Panos, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning to everyone.
I think from this distance, a lot of us have little understanding of this. Why does Greece even have a say in the naming of another sovereign state?
Well, there was, during the Ottoman rule, there was a large area called Macedonia. That geographic entity is now divided among three states. The largest part is in Greece, and there are two more parts, one in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia and the other one in Bulgaria. It has been always a melting pot, a mosaic, an ethnic mosaic during Ottoman rule. After the end of Ottoman rule, what is now the Greek Macedonia was obviously inhabited almost exclusively by Greeks, and there is the whole conflict also has some roots in ancient history. The ancient kingdom of Macedonia, which was a Greek kingdom, a Greek-speaking kingdom, a large part of the Greek public opinion believe that there is a claim, even a territorial threat, on the Greek province of Macedonia just by the fact that that neighboring country is also claiming that same name.
Okay, but that neighboring country already has the name the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. It's trying to clarify that, given that it's no longer appropriate, obviously, to be called a former Yugoslav Republic. So it would be the Republic of North Macedonia. So that's not actually much change. Is this really in the heart of hearts of the Greeks who are opposed to it, a fear about, a concern about a name or a concern about territorial ownership?
I think it's basically a classic case of clashing national myths. The Greek national myth being that Macedonia has always been, throughout the centuries, being exclusively Greek, which is not the case. As I said, only 100 years ago, it was still an ethnic mosaic under Ottoman rule. And on the Macedonian side, the myth being that Slav Macedonians had been there many, many more centuries before they actually arrived there, even claiming the heritage of Alexander the Great, who was an ethnic Greek. So, as I said, I think it's not unusual in international relations that national myths clash, and there you have disputes. They generate disputes.
That's true. It's not unusual for the myths to clash and disputes to occur, but reality needs to be checked. The UN has weighed into this. This is a UN-backed negotiation. It's taking many years to get to this point. I mean, myths aside, is there any evidence to suggest that the new Republic of North Macedonia has any territorial aspirations towards Greece?
Well, those on the Greek side opposed to the deal point to some of the details of that agreement that have to do with nationality and citizenship, where the name Macedonian rather than North Macedonian will be used. And also they point to the agreement on language, which is acknowledged as Macedonian as such. So on the other hand, those promoting the deal actually say that, through this deal and through bilateral cooperation and through Macedonia's admission to the supranational institutions of the regions, like NATO and the EU, all these differences and those perceived threats will be ironed out. they will subside and they will become a thing of the past.
Well, it's certainly fraught politically. Just last week, the Prime Minister faced a no-confidence vote in the Parliament over this issue. And critically, one of the coalition partners, the Independent Greeks, I think they're called a right-wing party, broke from the coalition, withdrew from the coalition. Where does that leave the government of Prime Minister Alex Tsipras?
Also, the government is under threat of a fresh no-confidence vote, this time initiated by the opposition. It is still a means in the hands of the opposition to delay the vote on the agreement. The vote on the agreement is planned for tomorrow, in about 24 hours' time. If during these 24 hours the opposition tables a motion of no confidence, then there's going to be a three-day delay. I think the opposition is trying to wear down the government forces. As you said, the junior partner in the government coalition has decided to leave. Still, the government held on to its majority. I think more likely than not, the government will pass through Parliament that particular agreement on Macedonia, Northern Macedonia, and I think it will probably also survive a vote of no confidence. It remains to be seen. It's a very fluid situation and it's a very polarized political climate right now.
Yes. Where do the people stand on this? I mean, if the Independent Greek Party has withdrawn its support from the coalition, they're a far-right ultra-nationalist party, is how I've seen them described. How does the rest of the coalition around the Prime Minister stand up, Alex Tsipras? I mean, is he solid or is there a chance that the coalition could crumble and Greece will be forced back to another election?
This is always a possibility. He has a solid parliamentary party of his own, the Syriza party, but then he also depends on a number of independents to hold on to his majority. So he's not safe in any sense, but I think most people would expect him to survive.
If the Greek parliament votes down the naming deal, then what happens? This has been worked on.
It's a dead deal then, I suppose.
And then what happens to the new republic? Does it still get to join NATO and things like that?
The agreement was that once the changes to the constitution of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia are enacted, Greece will ratify the treaty, and then it would stop blocking Macedonia's accession to NATO and possibly an EU application. And this is, at the crux of all this. I think that small country in the Western Balkans is the center of a huge geostrategic game between the United States and Russia. Russia has been opposing that deal vehemently, and they have done so because they openly say they want to block Macedonia from joining NATO. So it's a bit reminiscent of the Cold War situation, isn't it? Not that dangerous.
Not yet. From little things, big things grow. Panos Palazoidis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Panos Palazoidis is a political analyst and journalist based in Athens. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:26.